whole calling system being expanded, what are the implications? Can we be able to say in the coming 5 years or so, how many roads could have been done if we had extended the calling system? And now that we have not, what are the things that housing GFIP has done, the impact that GFIP has done to your program? Particularly, one was just thinking that it will be able to elevate what you're doing and give you a trajectory and an advancement. But the other critical thing is that the President of the Republic is that in terms of the AU, new matters have been assigned to deal with matters of infrastructure. Is Sandra able to follow what the President is supposed to be doing in Africa by spreading your wings into other African countries and saying, these are the things that you can be able to do as an SOE that comes from South Africa? Because we see state-owned enterprises coming from China to do work here. They expatriate everything and expatriate everything back to China. We are not saying that we should do that, but we are saying when we expand, obviously, into our African countries, it will be able to live up to, you know, we're talking about African Renaissance, but we do bear with the African Renaissance program, as the issue of advancing into other areas. Obviously, when you advance, I've already seen how you're working with the private sector. It will be just that group coming from South Africa advancing into other African states. Won't that, when you do it, assist you to be able to offset some of the legal challenges that you are having in terms of advancing the South African agenda, which actually your agenda is in the world, economic and also social in this regard? I know that you are overwhelmed by the fact that probably the municipality is running a lot of work to do, and as they do that, they do without actually giving you money and expecting you to use the little that you are having to assist them in making sure that the roads are roads which actually are very good roads. And I think that for sure you should be able to say to us, as a portfolio committee, we need a portfolio committee to be able to assist us in making sure that this playing field is a good field of government, as we're teaching the role of infrastructure development in the Republic. This is how we should be able to do it. And the portfolio committee can assist us in ABZ. Then we are able to look into that, because part of the things that one has to traverse is the length and breadth of the country. One makes as an observation is that sometimes that is not the road that is very economical, or that is not the road that you say that it's a social investment in a way. It's a road which actually will be able to satisfy me and my ego and be able to give me probably a meaning politically. And that is why I'm able to push in such a way that that road gets dialogue and those kind of things, condoms, what I'm trying to say. How do we make sure that we are able to again assist you in terms of developing the roles which everybody has for the social impact and the roles that has for the economic impact in this regard? So I just felt that I should open the discussion along those lines. I'm back, the Jukas.
Thank you for the presentation, and may I also add that since it's the first time that we have a formal engagement within the portfolio committee, with Makuzoma. Makuzoma. We're getting there. Right. But I just feel pleasurable with what we've been for more than 15 years. Sunroll is one of our better agencies, serves our country well, and Sunroll builds good roads. That really is a fact that stands out. Maybe also reflect on your role and involvement in the same way. Getting down to this particular engagement, then the AG yesterday reported that Sunroll in particular, in terms of annual performance plans, were amongst four other agencies that contained targets that were not specific, not time-bound, and verifiable. So there were a couple of elements that, for particular reasons, were formulated in a manner which, to their understanding, did not meet the criteria. So, if we, firstly, what would be the particular reasons for that? And what were these particular projects, since the general understanding is that everything is project-related and program-related, so therefore it should be able to be specific and time-bound. So what were those projects, and why was it seen in that light? Then I can recall in 2013, and I'm referring to the CUPS Traficom relationship, that it was reported that they would, at that stage, projected probably something like 700 million in tolling fees. I was very shocked and surprised at the stage, I think it was in August 2016, when I read that CUPS, as an Austrian company, then attained 100% of the shareholding by attaining the last 18% of what was part of the Mateleku investment company, part of the BE shareholding in the TMT. And so the bottom line to me then is that CUPS, as a foreign company, as an Austrian company, is the only shareholder and beneficiary out of this flow of income. Do you, as a new CEO, have any intention of continuing with this type of business model? Are we looking at future e-toll administrative management system that would again be controlled by foreign companies, robbing opportunity, as my chairman now also expressed, you know, that we should have a priority to benefit our own people. At what stage is there a skill transfer to then amend this model? If it is that we don't have the expertise, how and when are we currently enforcing implementation around transferring these skills, so that at least we can say we will phase out this type of model? Or are you indeed in favor of such a model that would continue in benefiting countries other than South Africa in the first place? That's all for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chair, let me just appreciate the presentation from Sunroll, and let's welcome Mr. McCormick for the good work that he has done so far. He has just arrived, and we welcome you very much. we believe that since your name is Kobozo, it means it's Kobozo home. You will continue to be a strength making sure that your home continue running smooth without potholes. And indeed, as the Portfolio Committee, we give our whole commitment to support you in making sure that you succeed in your endeavor process. The question that I have is in relation to the, I did it in your slide 15 when you spoke about the employee that failed to prepare his particular focus. We know that you had the consequence arrangement that you've also taken to deal with this matter. But my also question is that what are the other measurable maybe policy adjustments that you've made in order to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Because you know, once one thing happened once, the other members always take advantage of what each other thinks, one and the same thing, one and the same mistake. What are the plans that you have in order to make sure that it is you protect that particular thing to happen again? The other thing is in relation to the job creation. We know very well that our people see you as the one of the job creators in South Africa. We want to encourage you to continue to do so. In one of my constituencies in Mlodo, he raised a matter in relation to the issue of the Mlodo Road. What will they benefit and what's going to happen? They once came here in the Portfolio Committee previously to engage and raise this matter. And they said since the CEO has came in, projects are starting to happen there. But they're still not being consulted with. They still want to know what's going to happen. Are they, unless if they are not going to be consulted, they are going to stop the project to end. I'm saying you must find a space to make sure that that thing doesn't happen. Engagement and making sure that it is those people understand how these jobs are being created and they also benefit from that. It becomes a matter of mind. The other issue is in relation to the SMMEs. We've noticed that most of these SMMEs, they've got a challenge that they don't get a proper remuneration or payment as expected because the government has also gave a 10 days payment notice that people should be paid if they render the particular service. But they notice that these SMMEs, there's reason that they cause them to decline in terms of them rendering proper services because they are not being given proper opportunities. Instead, they find themselves being mutilated and not being able to work properly because they are not being paid as expected. So I request that you find and engage with your management and find a proper way in addressing this particular concern. The other issue is in relation to your slide, not number this slide, but in relation to your program 3 and your strategic objective 3, where you're speaking about the community development project. I saw you saying there are about 18 projects that are in construction and 12 projects that are in construction for 2016-17. If you can be able to outline where are these projects so that at least we can be able to know and understand where are these projects? You are not do you want to call duplication of cloud services with the other service providers? But as well to also see that there's a spread of these projects through all the country so that everybody can be able to benefit from this project. The other issue is in your relationship, your challenges in executing mandate. I think it's slide 39, where you speak in terms of the insufficient high level of planning and coordination between intermodal transport and three spheres of government. I'm trying to get to understand your close relationship with the municipalities in terms of making sure that it is in their IDPs, you know, there's that coordination relationship between yourself and them. But moreover, we have challenges here in the Western Cape, where the Cape Town Metro Municipality wanted to create roads for buses and remove the communities, whereas the communities, they got their own houses that they've been built for a long period of time there, and they wanted to remove them without any compensation. I wanted to check in terms of that particular process, how far did it go, and whether you managed to also address that particular challenge, because it was a big problem whereby you find these people wanted to march and wanted to stop other projects to also continue here. And thank you very much, Chairperson. Welcome, Mr. Makosa, about this small baptism. It's not a much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Chairperson. Welcome. The report has been presented to us, and also the CEO to join us. Although we won't be asked to move because we are. So, my first question is on the 15 billion for the whole land road. When you said that this includes the private look like they were fine. So I wanted to know whether this 3 billion is also going to cater for this local thing. Secondly, it's about the home. We will very happy if you can have a case of the border on each and every border. When because the secretary of the border is here, after each and every border, after you have the meeting with the minister and the minister has been adopted, will be happy as the portfolio committee that move forward the minutes to the secretary of the portfolio committee. So that when we want to do something which was quite on the board meeting, we'll be able to receive. The board members, I think the minister of the department is the member. Central is to bring 8 board members, and they said that they are very small in terms of their responsibility. And we just want to know from the department the consistency of raising the RSR with 13 board members and Sandral with only 3 board members. While Sandral does a lot of fiscal state government money work we invested on that campus. So why only 8 board members compared to the main RSR who are 13 when we don't even give them a budget? So, the other thing is about the N2 road. The N2 road from Tata agriculture form, the ecosystem. Now, then, I don't know how far with the fixing of potholes. Because we found the national road with permanent road signs to warn the drivers about the potholes for years. It's an embarrassment. So, wanted to know about that potholes road from Cape Town to Durban. And the traffic jam of the volume of traffic jam of N2 road from Cape Town City to airport, which is every day there is a traffic jam throughout the day. Right? So what are you talking about that? Because this is one of the highly populated tourism city of place where you can enter the income of tourism because of that traffic jam. So, I think we need more explanation as well. Yeah, this is one of the airport that we need to come in. The waste flight in this region. So, this is one you talk about the SME, which you said the increase from 800 to 1,000. Yes, we just also want to know how many of the small, medium, micro enterprises or cooperatives did you mentor or you tried to see them growing to be a big company? Because there are only 5 big companies in South Africa, which are very, sometimes they cannot even be doing the stadium. But we are afraid that they are monopolizing the issue of the big companies. So what are you doing to engage those companies to make these small businesses contractors, emerging contractors, to grow to go at level 8 or level 10 or 12? How many? Because you can give them work. You said 800, 1,000. Only to find that they need them to be subcontractors online. So we want them radical improvement.
Yeah.
Radical economic transformation. Try to be not yeah. So we want to see that. Like, this thing of just say figures, we have 800 to 1,400, so it's very big to us. We need to see the growth. And the scholarship, you talk about the scholarship, that you awarded the scholarship boundaries and the internship. And you said it has been increased for these 3 years. So we want to see the number. Tell us the number. You can increase by one number or two numbers. Want to see how are you assisting people and students from the black or disadvantaged communities to enter in the mainstream mainstream architecture or mainstream engineer. So you must be clear so that we can see whether this stage
sometimes some people they think that we don't reach.
Let me look at them. Chairperson, in the previous, with this, you see to me, really it's a serious offensive. As if we never gave anything, we never recommended anything. That's not true. Number one, in the previous report committee had specific findings against Sanlam. Number one, which we noted the lack of active controls to ensure compliance with internal policies. That is one. Then number two, the issue of same thing, that is number one. SCM and Sanlam specifically mentioned that they must apply a checklist for SCM compliance. We request them long ago about that. So how come then they said they didn't say anything? And then again, referring to the department and its entities to capacity, we spoke about the capacity to compensate their finance and SCM departments with skilled personnel to prepare credible financial statements. That is my argument against the statement. And then in the committee report on ATPs, a third budget, a vote report, we spoke about the vacancies and entities as well. So I try to not just see one hour. As if we have done nothing, I disagree with it. Therefore, Chairperson, I'll go on then with today's presentation. I'll start on slide number 39 on the challenges. I wanted you to clarify us because when you were speaking about the project in the Western Cape, you see the relationship now is positive on the Cape, that is true. Do you speak about the N1 and N2 only? Because the other challenges which we have in terms of the traffic jamming in Western Cape were some of the roads which were built and which they were incomplete. For example, the road to the waterfront, I've forgotten the other names around here, which were incomplete. We never spoke about N1 and N2 only. What we were appealing was that there must be a cooperation of the relationship between Sanlam and Western Cape. So may you please take us on board. You refer that the rural relationship has improved in N1 and N2 only. What about the other routes? And because you say here in Western Cape, roads, you know, it's very, very pathetic. Like members of parliament, I was talking to the chairperson, I think yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, they took only about two hours yesterday from Labora Park to here because of the issue of traffic. And the while that we believe that... Yes, and while we believe, on the other hand, that if those roads were taken on board, maybe they were going to relieve us. And then again, Chairperson, I'm a little bit worried about their own challenges about inadequate law enforcement. Vice versa, I think a few days ago, the court judgment was in favor of the Lieutenant Governor and the like. So, my problem, I thought that within their report, they are going to have a recommendation that if the problem is with the law, which law must we maybe review? Here you are giving us a statement, but you don't have a proposal. It's quiet about the proposal. What do you mean exactly if you're talking about this? The law enforcement, which or whatever, something like that. And also, I am very much happy about another point here where you spoke about insufficient high-level planning, coordination between intermodal transport, whatever. You see, Chairperson, I was listening from him, the presenter, when he was busy presenting. Yesterday, during the presentation of the Auditor General, still raise some points about that there has been a regression in the area of reliable performances reporting, and Isandrad was among of them. Also containing the targets, and that were not specific. But at the same time, it means that, yes, the Auditor General was correct because now he's raising it as a challenge. That is the same thing to me. And again, Chairperson, according to the AXA recommendations and findings on forensic investigation, which is concluded, if they can take us on board, how many people or cases are seen? I mean, I'm gonna take back. How many of who are still has to face the disciplinary or hearing? We put a person. Langa satisfied con again. Mm-hmm. On slide number 4 on entry to the Eastern Cape, Wild Coast, where with the construction of the bridges. My question is that after you have repaired this road, I'm not sure whether does it have a toll gate or toll gate, whatever. If there is any toll gate, or else are you anticipating of building any toll gate? Because coming to my answer, that if someone is involved, maybe it could be fortified the toll gate. Therefore, if there is, or if you are going to build a toll gate, have you also started with the, what is your program? Have you started with to interacting with the people on the ground? So that maybe they are taken on board concerning on whatever. And then first thing I'm going to go slide number 6 and 7. Slide number 6 and 7, Chairperson, there is a motivation which has motivated me, but I'm happy to be from that one. You spoke about the skills, like the skills development, the scholarship, and fathers, and internship. And then slide number 7, you spoke about the quality basis, the education. Now we have the spaceship. You put two colors, which is blue and black. You said the blue one, that's where you are direct. That means the black one, you are not indirect. To me, the thing I say is because you speak about, this is the same thing. People talk about education and also the development of scholarship and whatever, and quality basic education. You don't kind of say that I put with the other exactly, because the other one you put it in black and white, in black. The other one you put it in blue color, as you indicated that is direct to you. I was thinking it. And then another one I wanted you to find out. I see clear Chairperson is really about the big cars and the issue of the judgment which was granted to Sandra to go ahead of the issue of the choice. My question is that what are the developments in terms of the compliance by the people? Because our concern was one. All of us were concerned that how to develop our future country. I mean, our country future, and also how to bring this thing in change. Because, okay, there were some organizations, I forgot his name, I saw it somewhere here, which was vocal about against the ETOL and the like. Have you started to engage them? I saw somewhere you said you mentioned something, but what are the developments in that industry? And then, Chairperson, and also I wanted you to someone to assist us on slide number 4. On slide number 4, Chairperson, I've done my own notes separately, but considering the information in slide number 4, I've got a problem here. Yes, I know that you're mending roads, you're improving them, etc., etc. But I'll set an example. You go to Mpumalanga into such of, by the way, a smooth Mpumalanga province, our toll gates are most expensive to entire country. To the entire country, most expensive. If you are from Komati, you go to Pretoria. For toll gates only, you must have 500 rands in your pocket. First toll gate is in Malelane. Guess how much is it? Second toll gate is in Macharadok. Third one is in Middleburg and Witbank. The other one is in Bromwell Springs. Check how much is it? Calculate yourself. Now, again, which is my concern, that how are we protecting that regard? How the provinces are being treated? Because I think South Africa is a unitary country, it's not a Baltic state where there are different laws. But we are treated as a Baltic state. And then you go to Comrade's book, or another member, Hadere. If you go to Tristan's Volgate map, you know, it's from MLO. There is a toll gate to go to Tristan, the toll gate, you go to Leandra, the toll gate. But where specific that one of MLO and Tristan? Most of the time, there is a traffic jam. They operate with one gate only. Why is there a lot of gates? So, I wanted to find out from you whether have you outsourced some of the toll gates or not. Because I've parked my car, I wanted to know exactly what is happening. They told me that they are running short of the staff. Therefore, my question is that have you outsourced them some? Because they told me about it, a telcon. That if I've got a problem, I must phone telcon, not Sunrise. Who is Telcon? And then also, with that, what is your mechanism, monitoring mechanism in terms of the toll gates? Because another problem is that we do have these structures. Sometimes they claim the money which we vote for, but at the end, they don't have mechanism. Yes, I was happy when you were talking about the risk management, audit and risk management, etc., etc. But what is your mechanism you use to monitor what is happening in the toll gates? Because it's a shame and disgrace when we find out that sometimes there is a huge crowd, people waiting, willing to pay, but without any help. The last one, man. I'll be happy. You see, that one of slide number 3 to eliminate income, poverty, or all this, reduce inequality in job creation. You see, there is a missing link now. It mustn't be on the paper only. But take up on board these provinces. What are you doing in my province? What are you doing in Northern Cape, where there is a high rate of unemployment? What do you do in Northwest? What do you do in Limpopo, where there is a high population?
Mama Ngiyabonga. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all honorable members of the committee for the session. I will go through the responses that prepared by the team. The sovereign downgrade, honorable chairperson, is a serious concern for us as standards, because being a state-owned entity that is a Schedule 3, it means that we operate very close to government. We are not for profit, and as a result, the majority of our income comes from state coffers. The strategy we have of supplementing that with private funds is then very threatened by the state of our rating by the rating agency. It makes it difficult for us to approach bond markets to get the capital that we need to service our debt and also to improve the roads that are in access for roads. And as a result, Ms. Mulder here, the CFO, released an article on Sunday that explaining exactly how this is a serious challenge for us. It means that the project that we have earmarked for expenditure this year are in a serious risk of having cash flow problems. And if we don't have money to spend on those roads, or if we don't have money to service the debt that we have, one of two things will happen. The project will continue to be postponed until the infrastructure becomes seriously compromised, or we run a risk of defaulting on our repayment in the investors that have got upon. And both are very serious challenges. It's very difficult to come back from those two situations. So it's a clear and present risk, and we're engaging with National Treasury and everyone that we can to try and make sure that Sandra's interest is protected in this regard. We would welcome any support from the portfolio committee in terms of that. We look to our next bond issue. Hopefully things will stabilize soon, and let's see what the market responds to. The lack of movement in terms of toll projects, as I indicated, means that projects are delayed. It doesn't mean that they'll never be constructed. It only means that it's going to take longer for us to implement those projects. Because from an engineering perspective, if you miss a cycle of road maintenance, unfortunately, as the road continues to deteriorate, the point at which you now intervene means that you spend multiples more than you would have if you had intervened initially. There are graphs that Sandra has been presenting to educate many interested parties about the exponential relationship of delayed maintenance and eventual expenditure, sometimes even up to 18 times what could have been spent. That is our challenge. So the result is that the backlog in terms of investment is going to grow from this 197 billion that we've been quoting for all roads in South Africa into a figure that will be impossible for all of us to ever catch up. That's the real thing. And the project will happen much slower, which means then that the public will not be able to realize the benefits at the time that it's required. And if a road is compromised, you know, potholes begin, road safety is compromised, and it may add to the burden of the road accident. That is the clear and present danger we all face. Of course, people are watching very closely what happens to e-tolls, because the threat we have is that it may affect other sectors in the country, and we want to avoid that. Jefferson, I got very excited when you talked about the role that our Honorable President is beginning to play in Africa around infrastructure development. And I don't want to be berated by my own board, but I can promise you that you will be very excited when you see the strategy 2030 and the things that you are proposing around Sandra's new enhanced role in terms of the things that you want to do. Some of the things you were touching on are part of the engagement that we have in terms of what role we can play in Africa, for instance, and how we get the support that we give to provinces and municipalities to be more valuable to Sandra and have a lasting impact in our community. So at the right time, Jefferson, when my board has given approval, we will be able to come and engage with you on the new long-term strategy of the company. We thank the committee for indicating that you are available to provide support to us in some of the work that we have to do, and in terms of making sure that you handle the political side of the business that we provide. Because it's true, we are not politicians, and we do lack in that area. We have made a request to the minister to get that kind of support, and I think it would only help if the portfolio committee would also assist in managing the political side of our business. There's a lot of our projects that are currently stuck because of political issues on the ground, and we would really welcome that support. Just a suggestion for the committee, there is the M2 Wild Coast project in the Eastern Cape. That would be interesting for the portfolio committee to visit, and there's also another road. Again, we thank the committee for the commendation that Sandra gives good hope. it is an area of excellence that you would want to continue with over the years. Can I request, Chairperson, that you allow us to go back and finish you in writing with the details of the question in terms of responses that was asked of the reasons as well as the project where the AG found that our targets were not specific and enhanced, so that we can give that advice. With regards to CAPSH and the 100% shareholding now in the SPD, first of all, I think Sandral is fully committed to making sure that South Africa benefits from projects where we have imported skills from elsewhere. It is true that with the recent transaction that happened, CAPSH now owns 100% of the SPD that is responsible for the toll operations in Kinshasa. However, before they did that, they did submit a request for approval to Sandral. And Sandral made it very clear that in a very short space of time, they would need to correct their BEE credentials so that this transaction does not get in conflict with our BEE Act in South Africa. I know that they are working on an empowerment team within CAPSH that is going to correct what has happened with the sale of the remaining shares. So when the time is right and we've got the detail of that new deed on the table, we will be able to bring that to you. Having spent time as the CEO at Electronic Toll Collection, I can confirm that there is no major outflow of capital from South Africa into Austria. I think the e-toll scheme, we've demonstrated exactly how it is underperforming because of the non-payment by the drivers in housing. This project is a loss to everybody. Nobody is making money on this project. And we are all trying to get by, and we have demonstrated exactly what our cash flow status here. So if ETC is getting any payment, it's for direct services rendered, not profits that are needed. It is a seriously challenging project for all parties that are involved in the project. I also want to confirm that when the project started, indeed, because the technology was not available in the country, we had a lot of experts in terms of foreign people that were operating in the project. At my last count, when I was there, out of a total of 950 plus people that were in ETC, there's really one or two people that are foreigners now. The entire staff complement is now South Africa. So the skill has been localized, and there's a lot of people that have good technological ability in South Africa that are able to carry on with this project going forward. We have just concluded a renegotiation of the contract with them, and in a few years' time, the contract will come to an end. We are fairly optimistic that if the scheme does continue, there will be South African companies bidding for operations. In terms of conflict of interest, the question was, beyond the disciplinary, what other measures is Sandral taking to prevent this from happening again? Number one, I think we have strengthened our internal control. Some of the things that led to this were that when policies are very clear about how things should happen, there has been a bit of a neglect on the people that participate in our procurement process. There is a disclosure form that everybody that participates in tender evaluation has to take. And in this specific case, that form was not it. So in strengthening our content, we have made sure that all of our people are able to then complete the disclosure forms before they participate in evaluation procedures. We have also engaged with CPRO to make sure that all of the employees are checked on the CPRO register to make sure that they don't have any companies that are doing business with Sandral, as has been amplified for good governance in government. We also indicated that we have a process now where we are separating the roles of finance and supply chain management so that there's no conflict there. Finance people do finance work and supply chain people do supply chain work. The CFO has also insisted on all people that do supply chain management to go to training in accordance with the Parama requirements of government. The challenge of asphaltation in Muloto Road, you will find it's the same in the N2 West Coast. It was the very same issue out in the Free State on the Van Union Development Project. Sunroad has learned some difficult lessons in this regard, and I think we are now consciously building up stakeholder relations and management capabilities so that, in fact, we are able to conduct consultations a lot better, and we are able to use the project creation structure that we set up because the project will deliver. It is work in progress. We still have to employ a bit more people to be able to fully embrace this role, but we acknowledge the need for us to make consultations a lot more progressive and engaging, so that it's not just seen as a major compliance issue, but it's actually something we do because we believe in taking our communities along. We have also launched a program on the marketing and communication side that we call Taking Sunroad to the People. And our head of marketing and communication, Mr. Rutumona, is driving that. I think we are activating in different communities as per the communication strategy that was approved by Bond. The question of payment on time is always first in mind where the CFO is concerned. I think our general track record will show you that we do stick to the turnaround of paying within a two-week cycle, not 30 days. We're not perfect, there may be a slip or two, but in general, I would want to declare that Sunroad is possibly not the biggest culprit in this regard. We've even received feedback, positive, from our suppliers, that we do generally stick to the 14-day turnaround in terms of payment of contractors. Again, Chairperson, I'm going to request your indulgence. With regard to the request for specific details on the 18 project for community development that we are executing across the country, let us bring it to you in writing with sufficient details. On the issue of intergovernmental relations and integrated planning, I think we are of the same opinion with the honorable member that raised the question. It is something that we need to get right. There's a lot of work we are doing to address the challenge, and I think the Western Cape is one demonstration where we have been able to engage with the former adversary in the interest of the people of the Western Cape. The commitment we got from both province and the city is really encouraging that we are being able to work together and to achieve a common objective of government. The specific question that relates to the community of Luanda along the N2, where people had occupied land on the road reserve, I think as guided by the authorities that we at the time, we backed down on the initial drive to remove people. We are going to engage on integrated planning with province and the city, and when the time is right, when we are ready to improve the N2 along that alignment, we are going to engage in processes that are going to be fully consultative so that the affected people are engaged, we are able to value land, we are able to identify appropriate land where they will be located, and then we can relocate them. It's not going to be a heartless removal of people with no destination. What becomes more important from our land portfolio management perspective is for us to be able to anticipate marsh area, identify the road reserves that are required, and be able to protect them, so that we don't have a problem of land invasion. It's becoming a trend, Jefferson, that people, as soon as they know where we plan to build, they go and settle there. Because they know if they go there, they're going to be moved and they're going to get new houses. So it's a challenge that we need to manage together. With regard to our... In relation to the budget, Chairperson, there was a question whether the 3 billion for toll includes the toll concessions, and I can confirm that it does not. That figure is really the budget for the state toll component of our toll project, which is managed by the local government. The toll concessions are off the budget and the balance sheet of Sunroad, and as a result, they will not reflect in our finances. We note the request by the portfolio committee for the record of board meetings to be submitted regularly to the committee after the board meeting. And I have my board member and DPG for road transport in the Department of Transport, who I'm sure will carry the message back to the shareholder who is the Minister of Transport to articulate the request from the portfolio company. We would welcome support in lobbying for the review of the board size of Sunworld, and that's all I would say on that one, Chairperson. I think we have made a request to the Minister in this regard. With regards to the N2 from Devon to Cape Town, but more specifically in terms of the section from Sutter to Port Edward, there are two roads really there, the N2 as well as the R61. There is a lot of work that is happening on both those roads in terms of either by way of road improvements, whether it's refuse or rehabilitation when necessary, as well as routine road maintenance. The access to one becomes a bit more complicated because we don't own the entire road. There are sections that we own, there are sections that the province owns. And it is our experience that sometimes the problems are on the section that's owned by province, and we are blamed, and we have to take responsibility. We fully realize that roads, people don't care, people just want to drive. So the onus is on us to engage with problems so that people don't see these type differences in the way that we manage problems. But having said that, Chairperson, I must confirm that we have a very good working relationship with the Department of Public Works and Roads in the Eastern Cape. And Sunworld has a lot of work on behalf of the province and to provide support to them. With regard to SMMEs and the target increasing from 800 to 1,400, firstly, the increase is of course for the new financial year, so that has started now in April. And I think the results will come at the end of the financial year, and I think the point and we were able to achieve the target that we set. We set the target with confidence because in fact we have been able to reach levels that are almost close to the new target in the past. Although there are difficulties now with economic environment and so on, we are confident that with the work of the we will be able to catch those numbers. In terms of quality, which is a very good point, what are we doing to help the SMEs grow so that, in fact, they are not just doing work and not getting anywhere, but you are able to get them to grow up the base and so on? First of all, Sunrun has a system now that we are beginning to ensure that yields the kind of quality we want. So before any project is conducted, through the project liaison committee, we are able to set up databases of SMEs that would be earmarked to participate in the project through a bidding process. When those SMEs have been appointed into projects, we initially start with a training program so that, in fact, the main contractor and whoever they've appointed to provide contractor training services are able to skill up the emerging contractors so that by the time that they do the work, they've acquired the skills, and we strongly encourage them after the project to make sure that they chase business opportunities with other road authorities to begin with, but also with broader government. Because relying on Sunrail alone, I think we are safe. We've got roads in different parts of the country and won't always be working on that very same road section. So there are good stories, there are documents maybe we should share with the committee when it has been documented out in the Eastern Cape, how we took small contractors from really kickstart with no major experience to companies that have developed very good infrastructure that have now moved on to do other work. I did indicate though that this is work in progress, Sunrail can do more. And the big criticism we have is in cases where we have appointed a main contractor and it has been appointed subcontractors, when there are problems between them, Sunrail is not visible in terms of facilitating the resolution of those problems. Because Sunrail does not have, at the moment, a contractor development program that is running. With the new policy for transformation that we are going to develop, we are going to address that very specific issue so that Sunrail has its own ability for contractor development that it can then use to intervene. The statistics on scholarship, again, are contained in the document that was shared in terms of the changes that are happening with the targeting. Again, if we would request that if the committee wants details in terms of the regional spread of those scholarships, you know, that can be furnished at a later stage. But the numbers are contained in the program 3 that has been shared with the committee in the table. We sincerely apologize to the honorable member who felt that our comment on slide 16 is a misrepresentation of what happened in terms of the role of the portfolio committee. We were not suggesting at all that the portfolio committee has not done its work. I think we were probably caught in English. But the point, Chairperson, was that over and above what would have emerged from the report of the AG, which issues have been addressed and reported on in the three preceding pages, there was nothing specific that was outside of the audit report that we needed to report on here. But we sincerely apologize, and we recognize and honor the role that the committee played in terms of overseeing that. With regard to Western Cape issues, the question was whether we're only referring to the N1 and the N2, and what about other roads? Of course, Chairperson, the Sunroad Act largely dictates that we do work in roads that belong to us. In the Western Cape, the N1 and the N2 are really the roads that Sunroad owns, and that is where we do a lot of work. Having said that, it does not mean that we can't cooperate with province. And as I indicated, we've got a fresh agreement to join this land. And I can say that in order to deal with the congestion challenge that is looming in Cape Town, the joint planning that we're going to do is going to identify priority projects that we can try and implement together to make sure that there's an improvement in flow. We enhance the freeway management system so that people are not connected and people in Cape Town. The one road that we're discussing together right now, for instance, is the R300, which would present a very good ring road type arrangement to be able to get the network to work better. Because the N1 and the N2 are direct corridors that come into town. You need transversal movement, and I think the R300 is going to help us with that. I think in terms of the freeway that ends nowhere, I heard on the news the other day that the province is now deciding to do something about it. So we all look with interest to see where it's going to go. The law enforcement challenges, Chairperson, our point there was not so much about legislation and what needs to be amended or reviewed in the legislation, but it's more the function itself, which generally would reside with provinces and municipalities. Of course, our role is to coordinate with the people that are responsible, but we don't have a law enforcement unit, and we don't have traffic officers. So there's a big dependency there on municipalities and provinces for us to make sure our roads are safe, people observe traffic laws, and if we were able to police people to make sure that they pay for e-calls up in Johannesburg, the problem would be much better. But because those authorities are not able to assist us at this moment, hence the challenge is so big. Our role is to request the minister's assistance to engage through MINMAC with the MEC so that in fact we can get that kind of support for law enforcement to assist Sunroad. The question on the wild coast, will the road be closed? Chairperson, the most important point we can make today is that Sunroad, in its current discussions on the long-term strategy, has realized that matters of funding policy are matters that belong to National Treasury. Matters of transport policy are matters that belong to the Department of Transport. And Sunroad has learned very hard lessons, and we would want to stay out of matters of policy. And we look to both National Treasury as well as Department of Transport for guidance around matters of policy. National Treasury has guided through a letter instruction to us that the N2 Wild Coast will be partly funded through the central fiscal and partly tolls. And that is the model that has been defined. So that is the process we are going to follow. We have brought this matter to the new Minister of Transport, and we look to him to give us approval to begin with the toll declaration process, which would then mean we initiate consultations to engage with the people that would be affected. I apologize again for the confusion if the black and the blue in the presentation caused a bit of confusion. So, the blue relates to the things that would have been relevant to us that we have spent time to respond to, and the how we have captured the thing. So in that flag now, for instance, you will see that the black is what would have been stipulated by the National Development Plan, and the blue is what SANRAL is doing to support that. So I apologize if the blue and the black cause confusion. I am a man, and so sometimes I don't know blue from black.
Blue is what I brought there.
and were able to penalize them financially for all of the things that they did not have delivered. The line that you number that you were given, of course, is a direct line to the call center of Orban because they are the operators. In any case, if those problems exist and they're not able to find them, I think this is good feedback. We will go back and talk to them to find out exactly why their call center is not reachable by our people, because you should be able to reach them at any time. We take the comment that says that we should be factual about what we are doing in specific provinces to enable oversight, realization and job creation. The information is there, and I think when we do annual reports, we do publish all of the detail of the work that we've done in the different provinces. Our activities are structured per project, and if there's any specific features on any project, we will be able to unpack all of the detail that relates to SMMEs engaged, number of jobs created, the amount of training that was done, and the budget that was spent on the specific project. But we do take the comments. I think we do need to gauge who we engage with so that we're able to give the specific information that we don't think that we have. Chairperson, with your permission, I would like to stop there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Matosoma. Honorable members, there we are. All questions answered. Are there additions? as it goes with age, that money has also yielded some. And I know that we don't have money to be able to go into those type of investments that I've seen in other African countries. But these are some of the ideas that as you're working, you should be able to say, especially how do we make sure that we invest in such a way that that money can be able to be utilized. And they were doing that not only on roads, but on the built environment also, like when they do schools and hospitals, they know that maybe within a year, they're going to prepare the lives with those, and therefore the investment is made. They will be repairing these little things as it goes. After 7 years, they need to pay, and that money is made in such a way that the projections are made, say, like 15 years ahead, so that you know that within by 15 years, these are the things that you will be needing, and the money is invested along the line. So I'm just thinking out loud to say I've come across that kind of a thing, but we don't even follow it up because we see some of the things are not realizable. They can only be realizable when you know that you've got surpluses. But now with the situation that we find ourselves in, one person was saying that we are junkies because we are junk filter. So it's very challenging, I must indicate, but probably maybe some years to come when we are out of the woods, these are some of the things that we can be able to think about. Karisa, thank you very much. I think there's food for thought on certain things that we have to tell to the minister. Probably we will also share those issues with him when he does come probably to our to the meeting, to the next portfolio committee meeting, to say these are the things that we have really come across. CEO, you're heartily welcome. You have seen how we're a very good committee, but the thing is, but you are in a tendency. What this committee is all about. If you are in a tendency, then you are who we are. So we really, really welcome you, and we're looking forward to working with you. We definitely will be visiting those several of the projects when we do oversight. Part of the intention is to visit the Harrismith. Part of our intention is to visit the Wild Coast, to visit the Loto, because it's been really a lot of things. Your minister bank was MEC in Limpopo. Me, while I was in Limpopo, we were part of the people who actually endorsed cabinet decisions along the Moloto Road together with the current chief minister. Then we had a cabinet meeting with Mala. Thank you. other excitement that you raised really came through from you of the question of human capital development, because the nation which actually will be able to be counted among the nations of the world is when you develop a human capital, because that in essence says you know where you're going. And there are very good intentions, because the more you develop people, the better you become, because you will be able to deploy in very many different ways to deal with the issues. We would really appreciate if you can be able to also, as you'll be sending some of the things to us, your research and development program. If you can be able to also highlight some of the critical things of your R&D, research and also be able to I said yesterday, or rather the committee yesterday when we met with airport companies, we said we would wish to have many of these SOEs which actually can be able to mentor the other ones which are struggling. And we also believe that we both want to take Zambia to be able to, in particular within this family of transport, assist the others which are struggling to say, this is how we do it. It may not necessarily be the same kind of work that we're doing, but management is easy. Governance is governance. Financial issues will always be handled the same from this family, from this household. When you do budgeting, the principles are almost similar. Then you are able to assist and mentor this other one so that they can be able to get out of the loop. Because it's not nice when this guy of the red beret would always be talking about how his own enterprises have got laser spare around. It's not nice when the blue skies would want to make sure that the blue in the sky. So basically what we're saying is that we've got very good people who can be able to cooperate move South Africa forward, because definitely you are a very good country. On that note, I would recuse the team that is here and request honorable members to just remain for a few minutes so that we are able to finalize our program for the next year. Thank you very much. The meeting is part of the agenda for those who don't belong to the
Mama, I'm done.
Yeah, we're done.
I think anyway. I think we can.
They wanted me personally, some other issues I needed to respond to. from the audit committee. So definitely I'm leaving tonight because of the 9 o'clock engagement and 2 o'clock engagement. We are dealing with all the issues of the tolling of roads. Ministers asked us to lead that so that we can see how we can come out of this. So there's a special board meeting tomorrow which I will not be able to meet at 2 o'clock, unfortunately. Yeah.
You wanted to say something, Mali?
No, I exactly what you want to say.
Chairperson, way forward. Ne?
Way forward.
Yes. I suggest that since it's Tech Friday, let's adjourn the meeting and then people get notices and further notice.
I can see that the cross-border is is on Tuesday next week,
mm-hmm.
and we are having RAF as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know that with PDRCA there are no major issues except that COVID concern issue.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the only one. Maybe we can cut some timing of presentations there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the RAF, that's where we might spend a bit of time.
Rafa.
No, I'm talking about the Rotex and the Rotex and funds. Then again, there are issues of working below the radar. We are restless, serious restless, and attachment of this and so forth and so forth. They are also going on. So maybe if they can zoom in into the challenge, which is faced and what have they performed, how they perform, and what are the challenges, and what can we say around them. We can focus on both, and then we cover quite a number of issues within a short period of time. And then we can accommodate another one. I see that we can, if we're starting at 9, we give that one and this one, we can hang the 4 of them in one day. No, not Prasa.
I was just saying, if these two entities of Friday are transferring it, it's going to be 5 for Prasa. The good thing with road accident fund is that the committee spent quite a bit of time recently with the road accident fund already, so maybe their discussion is a bit more targeted, and with the CBRTA that will compress the time. But there's always the inter committee spends some time with RPR and RTMC as well. Maybe more time needs to be spent on those two entities. But Chair, out of experience, the bulk of the time, and that's where there's going to be a little bit of a speed bump, is with the Prasa matter. That's why we.
When are we having Prasa matter?
On Tuesday, Chair. On Wednesday, Chair, the 10th, from 3 o'clock and on Thursday as well.
Chairman, sir.
On the 9th.
Is that already proposed?
No, but Chairman,
wait.
Order, Chair.
Are you done?
I'm still on the platform. I'm still talking to you. So I'm saying, if on the...
How do you call the chairperson to order now?
No, but I'm calling an order, Chair. I don't know the platform, but I'm being interrupted.
No, you were trying to
give me
a response that you have seen.
I'm saying, you would answer Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. So we wanted to propose the way forward.
To help him.
Let's
move
to Honorable
Khalil.
They are done with
two. No, child, raising the matter, I don't choose it. If we
realize
the issue, why is he engaging with these entities until after
all the four of them.
When?
Prasa, Artia, RTMC.
And Prasa.
Tuesday was supposed to be Prasa and what? And RAF. Now we're going to include RTMC.
work until next week.
Sure, but then there's still next week Friday with the four tribulators and saints. So if they're not there, then we will still
be there. No, one of the members, we can't do that because we don't do Fridays every now and then. This is the situation where we have
to do
that.
The committee can definitely meet, and the good thing with the report is that the decision making can be deferred to when the committee is making the recommendation, so there's no need to make a decision in the meeting. It can still happen at a later stage. But Chair, there needs to be four members of the whole meeting. We can't start the meeting with four members and then one lead, so that is very important that the four is going to be there the whole time. For the house, also they get the committee sitting.
We can find people.
I'll find people from the door. Let's get my number.
Can we agree that at least we'll work maybe until 12 o'clock? On Friday.
We can check even about the toilet.
Yeah, at 5. It means it's Honorable Sibande is myself, it's Honorable Mulauti, it's you. We're checking Ramatakan, if he will be there. Also check Detroit Tap, if he will be available. So
and I think 10% they must be told that it will be a half day.
Yeah, it will be up until 12 o'clock. But anyway, we have done. Astia, we have worked on the RTMC, we have really worked on the. Remember, since last September, we've been with RTMC until now. So basically, there's not much that they will be saying. And can I look at your document? The document, because you've got your. The stress plans. The stress plans and ATPs in your cabin home. And I can say it now because the SOEs and some of the SOEs have left. Because when you go into the APP, some of the questions that you're asking in the financial statement, they're in the APP. Next time I'm going to embarrass
Now, don't worry, man. It's your last law. Now, when they present, you must see kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah. Your wife was full aware of that.
And if you now realize that companies that enterprises that came without including the financials, because there are some things that we've got the NPVs that have got that. And if you look at the template when they put it here, they put the template of the things that we have requested them. And I'm not trying to.
Why our committee only took place in
the heated.
Yeah.
The heated venue.